Seidel says, I came to the realization that if I'm a Jewish baker and don't know about the Lechem HaPanim, something is wrong, because it is the iconic bread of the Jewish people. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 33, The Fresh Bread of Jerusalem. I am Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-minute mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
An article in the Jerusalem Post tells us of Lee Seidel, a man with a striking career path and an unusual hobby. Quote, Seidel, who moved to Israel in 1985 from Johannesburg and writes the In the Grain column for In Jerusalem, was a third-year optometry student in South Africa when he was bitten by the computer bug and decided to become a programmer. His career lasted until the 2008 financial crisis, when his overseas assignment ended. At age 44, he had to find a new vocation. After months of searching, without finding a suitable job, he says, we realized we had to do something drastic. We decided to go into a completely different line of work. Seidel, for whom baking had been a long-time hobby, opened a bakery in his hometown of Karnei Shomron. The bakery, he explains, was intended to be a niche bakery that would sell organic, healthy breads. Seidel built a 20-ton brick oven in the back of his home, added shelving and plumbing, and Seidel's Artisan Baking Institute was born. Some 10 years in, he says, I love it. This is my life. End quote. So Seidel tells us about the business that he built, along with Cheryl Seidel, his wife. Then, as he devoted himself to organic bread, he discovered a form of baking that was incredibly ancient, which all of a sudden entranced him. Our mitzvah for the day is introduced in Exodus chapter 25, verse 30, with further details provided in Leviticus. The Bible describes the Lechem HaPanim, or the showbread, 12 loaves that sat upon a golden shelved table in the midst of the holy, the room containing the golden incense altar and the menorah. Every Sabbath, new loaves replaced those of the previous week with the loaves that were taken off the table, and the loaves that were taken off the table were eaten by the Kohanim, the priests. The shape and recipe of these loaves became, for Seidel, a subject of fascination. Quote, Seidel was entranced by the Lechem HaPanim, showbread, the 12 loaves of unleavened bread that were baked each week and placed on the Shulchan, golden table, in the tabernacle and later in the temple. And then the article adds, the loaves had an unusual shape, and even though they remained on the golden table for a full week, they remained fresh. They had to be prepared and baked quickly because they were unleavened, like matzah. Each loaf was quite substantial, weighing between 3 and 4 kilos, according to some opinions, and as much as 7 kilos, according to others. According to tradition, the Garmu family managed the baking process, ensuring that the bread was prepared properly. The work of baking, preparing, and moving the showbread from the ovens required great skill, and the Garmu clan kept their trade secrets within the family. Seidel says, I came to the realization that if I'm a Jewish baker and don't know about the Lechem HaPanim, something is wrong, because it is the iconic bread of the Jewish people. End quote. The article goes on to describe how Seidel studied the possible shapes of these enormous sacred loaves, whether they were formed, as per one opinion in the Talmud, akin to an open teva or box, or whether they appear to be a sfina rokedet, a dancing ship, which, according to the commentators, would seem to be a shape similar to the letter V. But most interesting to him was the fact that these loaves were left out in the open on the golden table for an entire week before being consumed by the priesthood, and that according to tradition, the freshness of the bread was entirely retained. Quote, the freshness question depends on two things, Seidel explains. If you use the same flour that we use today, soft wheat, it becomes stale much quicker. If you use the ancient hard wheat, durum wheat, it has a much longer shelf life. In addition, they must have added some kind of acidic component, probably related to the sodium bicarbonate, to both influence the rising, because when you combine sodium bicarbonate with some kind of acids, it bubbles, and also to preserve it. Seidel says that he can now keep the bread mold-free for 7 days, but has not yet managed to retain full freshness over that period of time. This is fascinating, but the truth is that, according to the Talmud, the eternal freshness of the showbread was itself a wonder, a miraculous manifestation of the sacred spirituality of the site. Indeed, the rabbis assert that during the holidays, when hundreds of thousands of pilgrims would ascend to Jerusalem, the golden table would be lifted by the priests and brought out to the multitudes, who would be informed, Ru'u chibatchem lifnei hamakom, see how beloved you are before the Almighty. Siluko kesiduro, the bread is as fresh when it is removed as when it was first baked a week before. How is this freshness a reflection of divine love? Simply understood, the showbread embodies a divine blessing bestowed in the realm of physical prosperity. Thus, it is joined in the same room with the menorah, which symbolizes the sanctification of intellectual enlightenment, and the altar of incense, whose ethereal cloud represents the spiritual realm. Thus is the divine love felt within the sanctuary extended to not only the intellectual and spiritual, but also the physical aspects of existence. But another explanation is offered by Rabbi David Silverberg in an interesting article, citing previous commentators. The freshness of the bread, he writes, was meant to remind the pilgrims in Jerusalem that the memory of their spiritual encounter in Jerusalem could remain ever fresh when they returned home, thereby ensuring, in other words, that their love of Jerusalem and of their encounter with the Almighty there would never go stale. If so, we might add that the miracle of the showbread embodies the Jewish relationship with Jerusalem throughout the centuries. Menachem Begin, in a remarkable speech about the love of Jerusalem that he experienced as a boy growing up in his hometown of Brisk, said as follows, and this is the English translation provided by Neil Rogachevsky and Michael Weiner. In the midst of their innocence, Begin said, our fathers, in their faith, loved the land of Israel. And he added, they pleaded for the land of Israel, cleave to it. They would say the land of Israel in holiness and purity. And when they recited the grace after meals, coming to the words, and rebuild Jerusalem, their eyes would flow with tears. How they would articulate the name Jerusalem, how they loved the land of Israel. We will remember their love, said Begin, and sanctify it, just as we merited to free the land of Israel and redeem Jerusalem. End quote. To visit Jerusalem today, in other words, is to remember the remarkable freshness of the love of the land and of God's sacred city that was miraculously preserved and was ever renewed by our ancestors. The showbread, then, retains its relevance to us today, and it is therefore so fitting that there is a baker that has dedicated himself to learning all he can about the temple loaves. The article concludes by telling us that Seidel has been teaching in a workshop about these breads. Quote, the workshop offers participants the opportunity to mix, shape, smell, bake, and eat some of the breads used in the temple service, including the types of breads that were offered as part of the Korban Todah, Thanksgiving offering, the Shtei Alechem, two breads of the Shavuot offering, and of course the Lechem HaPanim. He reports that thousands of participants, Jewish and non-Jewish, from around the world have attended. End quote. Thus does the memory of the temple bread live on, never going stale, just as the memory of Jerusalem sat at the center of the ever-renewing spirit of the Jewish people. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow, signing off.